Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
What's good, After Buzzers? We are back for week 2 of American Idol, season 16, episodes 3 and 4. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What? Got some tea from Shade.
Oh my God, Shady Lady.
Shady Lady. Ladies, what's up, guys? Welcome to the American Idol After Show on AfterBuzz TV, and we have a lovely new guest this week who is an American Idol expert.
I mean, that's stretching it, but yeah, I kind of know a little bit about the show.
He's kind of cool. So I'm your host, Maddie Makeley, and
I am Joseph Capsch. I'm actually the editorial director and founder. It feels so good to say that of the upcoming site, The Populous. But I used to cover Idol when it was on another network for like Hollywood Reporter, Zap2It when it was around, and also Los Angeles Times.
That's awesome.
And I'm happy to be here with you girls.
So you got an expert in the house.
Yeah.
Good to have you.
And my other lovely co-host over here.
I'm Sarah Cirio.
Yes, you are.
It's that simple. I'm Sarah Cirio. I'm not a founder of anything yet. One day.
Touch wood.
You were like dropping a rhyme there almost. I liked it.
I wasn't going anywhere with it.
And I'm Kim Davey.
All right, so let's get to it, you guys. First and foremost, if any of you have not read the media yet, the media is kind of bashing Katy Perry on the show already. Yeah. And first thing in headlines I saw was her flirting is quote unquote inappropriate. So what do you guys think about this? How are we feeling? There's so much to say.
Because it's like, I want to hear a girl's perspective on this because I know what I feel. And I just feel that like if there was a man sort of, like, listen, I love Katy. I just want that to be clear to viewers. love Katy. And she basically is ruling the show. Thank God for her. But I feel like I was like coming on here to handicap her swiping left and right because she gets to have like live Tinder, you know, it's like her live Tinder. But it's funny. But I want to hear from girls. Do you think it's appropriate? Do you think we're in such a like sensitive culture right now that to me, if a guy was if Luke or Lina were doing that, I would think that there would be mutiny on social media right now.
And just for the people who maybe haven't read the articles yet, basically it's a lot of women saying that. You know, Katy shouldn't be kissing guys and contestants and calling them sexy and whatnot and whatever. We'll get into it.
But to be fair, it's a polarizing topic, so it's split down the middle. It's a raging, which is it's an argument that I see very much. It's like 50-50 around.
But a lot of women are basically saying that if a man were to do this, then a lot of people would be pissed off too. So. Basically, they're coming at Katy for this. And what do you think about this?
Well, I mean, it's unfair, but the truth is, when I watched that, I didn't even think about it being inappropriate. I was just laughing and agreeing with her, going, yeah, he's kind of cute. And she's just smiling and flirting him. I didn't think anything was inappropriate as such. It was just playful and fun. But I agree that if it was a man, I don't know why this happens in society, but it's a true fact that it would have been seen as worse. Yeah. Girls can kind of get away with it a little bit more, I think, because we can be kind of sweet and innocent and just like, we're girls, so we get away with
that. And men are pigs, so it's like...
But it's funny how that conclusion is drawn faster than when it's a girl. Yeah. I think she did it in a playful, fun way, and I didn't get offended at all.
No.
What about the kiss? Like, what was the deal? Because the kid was like, first he was upset about it, then he wasn't. It's like, dude, you got kissed by Katy Perry.
I think it was because of the words he used. He used, like, awkward and uncomfortable.
Yes.
But he then came out with a statement saying he didn't mean it as, like, she made him feel that way. It's because it was his first kiss. So that's why it was uncomfortable.
Guys, first kisses are supposed to be awkward and uncomfortable. They're not supposed to be... comfortable.
Especially when it's with a celebrity.
And honestly, like, people read into this because you're right of the wording. I'm sure when he was being interviewed for it, Yeah. He was probably like, oh, it was kind of awkward and uncomfortable, like smiling. But yeah. I'm sure they were like,
yeah, no, exactly.
He said that Katie made him feel awkward and uncomfortable, and that is not okay. And guys, here's a situation that's like, I don't know. I think y'all need to chill. I think these women need to chill. Everyone needs to just calm down. It's so hard not to offend anyone nowadays, mm-hmm. obviously. Which That's is why true. I think they this goes back to why I think they picked these judges is because they obviously we were talking about this before the show. It's lost about 20% viewership. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
22%.
22% viewership. And I think it's because they're not being mean enough, too. And I think that has a huge thing to do with it.
I have a theory about that.
Yeah.
And not even just a theory, but, like, in speaking with people behind, you know, in the industry and that know, like, when ABC entered into this, it was already sort of, like, this whole, like, Fox, you know, Fox being, they rested, it was sort of, like, inauthentic that Fox was like, hey, the finale, and then 2 years later, it's coming back.
Yeah.
But what I think it is, and this is, again, I think because the media being so, you know, like, basically, with all of the Trump that, like, dominates the headlines every day, and it's so negative, I think they wanted to show that, like, families could get together and mm-hmm. really feel aspirational, uplifting. But, I mean, I miss... I miss Simon, but, yeah. I mean, Katie could be the Simon, but she's sort of... It's, like, a different kind of style. I could see her... Look, she knows how to throw shade. We knew that, because the tea is left.
Oh, we'll get to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, but I feel like that's my theory. I think, like, they feel like America needs more, like, to feel happy for, like, an hour or two.
I agree with that, and I like it. It's actually working for me.
She loves
it. The negativity stuff, and I like the positivity, and like we were talking last time, the feedback sandwich and all that good stuff. So for me, it really works. And yes, Katie is going down a really quirky, well, she is super quirky, fun-loving, like a cool chick. I think it works.
I think it works really well. And she's being real, you guys. This is her at face value, like we said last time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the exact same way. When I see a cute boy, I'm like, your face, I like it. Give me that. You know, and that's just who she is as a person. And I don't know why people... feel like, I mean, do you want a fake Katy Perry, you guys? Is that what you want?
No.
That's a good point, actually. The difference between that's playing it safe is. And being PC versus being who you truly are. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly who
and
she
really
like,
is. And it's like, I feel like also nowadays, everyone wants you to be who you are. But when you are who you are, you still have something to say.
To say, And I think the interesting thing is, too, is like when music artists, when you've looked at all these shows with judges over the years, it's very different when it's like, does a music artist make the transition to like TV star? Because it takes like a certain extra sort of personality. To really go every week and still be interesting. It's like J-Lo, I liked, but I just like to like look at her. Everyone loved her wardrobe. You know, you're just like, you'd forget half the time what she said. You're just like, you know. Yeah. But Katie actually really is like fun to watch.
Yeah.
Like I could see her like on Vanderpump Rules kicking it with them or something like that. Yeah.
You have a really good point about that though. It's hard to distinguish the difference and the evolution between singer and TV personality. Mm-hmm. Those are two different things.
Yeah.
I can't sing. We are personality. That's why we're here. That's why we're here and not
there.
Over there.
Exactly.
So you brought it up. Katie was also seen in headlines throwing shade at Taylor Swift.
This was once again brilliant.
This was pretty okay. So basically what happened was I think it was Lionel that asked a contestant who their favorite artist was, and they said, sorry, Katie, it's T. Swift, and she was like, it's okay, I love Taylor as a songwriter as well.
I mean, is it not true, though?
Yeah.
I've always thought that from day one. You can ask my mom. I would literally turn her songs off on the radio so she wouldn't get any, like, playtime, because she should have just been a songwriter.
I'm scared to say anything about Taylor Swift because my mom taught me to, if you don't have anything nice, like, I don't want
No, but I want to hear your answer.
She's a great songwriter.
She's
an
amazing songwriter. And that's, like, she has gotten better at performing and singing. I will give her that. But I don't think she's at that level that her fans give her, and I'm sorry. But I think that's
just think
the way
she
is.
Is a very smart businesswoman, that lady.
Like, check your notifications right now. Your Twitter's blowing up.
Okay, I was just going to say, literally, like, if this was an up-and-coming artist that we were talking about.
Yes.
I would give my honest opinion for you guys to see. Taylor Swift's fan base are ruthless.
I know.
Yeah. I don't want to mess with them. They're like messing with Beyonce's Beehive.
The Beehive.
So I ain't touching this one. This is all you guys can.
I'm okay with it because I will go see her in concert still. Like, I'll still support her.
But you'll pay money to see Taylor Swift in concert.
I saw her. Have you seen her? I've seen her. She puts on a really good
show. If you want tickets on the radio, you would go see her in concert. Which one?
I feel like if someone asked me, I'd go.
Okay.
I think.
For free.
You know, anyway. Katie was a shady lady, but we enjoyed it.
I loved it.
Katie handled it really well, though. Katie did. I mean, she could have let anything slip, and she kind of like bit her tongue and was like, ugh, and then she's like, awkward. Oh, it was awesome. I thought that was the best moment of the night. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, everyone already knows about their conflicts with each other anyway, so it's not something that's like can be even hidden at this point. So, I mean... I'm so scared to talk about it with these people. But anyway, actually, a lot of the people watching are probably Katy Perry fans anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean,
that's true.
So we love Katy as well. it was Katy's birthday.
So when is Ryan Seacrest coming back to the show?
Yeah, okay, yeah, let's talk about it. No, I told. Thank you for bringing this up.
Oh my God.
So we were discussing, as you guys probably saw last time. We did not see enough Ryan Seacrest, or we don't feel like we did.
Blink, you missed him. No, you're right.
And so we wanted to see more Ryan Seacrest, mm-hmm. and then Joseph here brought to our attention that it's probably because...
Well, it's the controversy that was swirling around Oscar time with the, the accusations that mm-hmm. were, the allegations that were made from his former stylist. I mean, I think Idol is such a, it's such an important show to succeed at, mm-hmm. at ABC right now that they're... I don't have knowledge of if he's actually being like cut back in the show, but I don't feel like we on Fox. I felt like when the contestants would come out of the room, he's no longer outside the room. Mm-hmm. Like
occasionally,
you basically see him like in stand-ups every once in a while. Like, hey, we're going to commercial and check out our app.
It's
which like is he even like they can be filmed anytime. I mean, granted, he does do live with Kelly, but he's always been busy. But he had three. He had 100 jobs when he was on it. Listen, I feel like he literally is barely on. That's not my imagination, right?
No, he honestly, because I do feel like for all the contestants before, he would like meet with their family and like be like, "What's your backstory?" Like, "Oh, that's great." And then, like you said, he'd be outside or he'd like do something else. Other than just pop up and be like, great job.
Because everything he is doing is kind of quirky as well. Like last night when with the twin boys, and he did that twin game show. Like, can they read each other's minds? Like, just weird little excerpts like that.
Well, his biggest part of the show tonight was where he spent like 10 minutes with Adriana Bolton, whose dog then proceeded to crap all over them. I mean, that was his biggest part, where he was like talking to like the contestants that were... Which, by the way, that was a letdown. Can we just say that? She was giving me Haley Reinhardt. Remember Haley Reinhardt? Mm-hmm. She was giving me her vibe. She had the whole look, and then she
did. Did she
like,
even sing? I don't think I heard her sing. I mean, but did she though? Like,
no.
She did the whole Mariah, like the, what was that called? The voice, the whistling. You can do it. Go ahead, Sarah.
The
try
riffing.
It.
Whoa! Oh my god!
Where did that
come from? Who knew?
Who?
I had my little rap battle last time, but like, dang.
No. Stop.
Okay, girl.
Stop. But yes, that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you have a really good point, though. I think that they probably have a lot of footage of Ryan, but ever since this whole thing, and they just cut it. But am I wrong?
Like, I don't know.
That's real smart.
I think that because like we see him with people, we see him sitting with people and asking like what their backstory is and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have a lot of footage kept, and then this whole thing got revealed or unraveled or whatever you want to call it.
The big mystery.
And now, ever since that happened, I'm sure they like went back in the edits and were just like, let's snip him out. But we said last time, this is kind of like Ryan's show, though, at this point. This is like Chris Harrison and The Bachelor. It's like...
Do you really consider Bachelor to be successful because Chris... Like, really?
I didn't say that.
I mean,
I said,
he's a good host, but like...
No, but I mean, like, when Chris Harrison is done with the show, they're going to cut The Bachelor. I think it's like that kind of level where that host pretty much owns the show. Like, you can't have... Kelly Ripa, on American Idol or anything, because it's like,
I hear it's what you're show. Saying, but I'm actually going to respectfully disagree with that, because here's what I think about that. I don't think Idol is a Ryan show, mm-hmm. because, and this is why, he is a really good host. Like, he is a guy that is a pro at what he does, like moving a live show, on time. But basically, you just have to be like a non-offensive in a role like that. Like, people are not too, I don't know, unless I'm wrong, but they're tuning in. When Idol was at its height, mm-hmm. people tune in for the contestants, for the talent, for the performances. They just don't want a host that annoys them. So, like, with X Factor, remember where they had to switch out the guy because they didn't like his accent, and the next year he didn't come back? Like, it's more like all the hosts in those kind of jobs just need to be likable enough and not offensive to the audience. Yeah. But it's like, in my opinion, it's more about the judges. That's my opinion. But again,
Course. I thought more of it from the standpoint that he's just a veteran on the show by now.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's, like, earned that respect from the American Idol viewers. What do you guys think about this?
I mean, to me, when someone would be like, American Idol, I would hear Ryan's voice being like, this is American. So I just, like, put it together. You know what I mean?
See, I forgot about it. Yeah. Because I just, like, he's not even...
So I just, like, it just matched.
No,
it
he
just,
definitely... It just fits. He's the heart of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. But maybe, and maybe he'll be on next week.
But you're absolutely.
He was on it more this week than last week.
We're going to take a minute. I almost am like tempted to go back home now and actually see the minutes each week.
You should.
Like, how much
count
screen
up the
time?
Minutes.
Log
seriously.
In. He's probably on it for a solid 3 to 5.
3 to 5.
3 to 5 minutes.
Okay.
Well, that's a pretty sweet job for the amount of money he's earning.
Absolutely.
He's copping a big check for it. And I don't mean to, you know, bring up the money, but like. 15 mil for 5 minutes of airtime a week. It's like
perfect.
I'd do it.
It's. I'm sure you would. I'm pretty sure you would. But yeah, I think that the meanness needs to be put back into the show. But that's just if looking back on past seasons of American Idol, and looking at from then to now, what would you guys change to make this season better than maybe what it is right now?
I don't think we have
going on. Do you know what I think is weird? Is like the dynamic that I'm seeing between like Katie and Lionel. Like Lionel seems to be kind of thinking the whole time, oh my gosh, I'm dealing with like amateurs and imbeciles, and just they're too young for him, and he's just like, oh, this is ridiculous.
You're getting that vibe from Lionel?
Lionel feels that Katie is just a little bit too, oh, grow up. That's the vibe I'm getting. And then I noticed last night Katie towards the end of the show, when it would look dark outside, feeling like looking like she was over it, like she was like kind of just over it. So I don't it's a weird, I feel like Lionel's too old for them and doesn't approve, and then Katie's always kind of mocking him a little bit.
I feel like so Lionel's thinking in his head like, when's this over so I can start my Vegas gig? When can I get my Vegas residency? No, because it was funny is like the contestants, like he was talking about his show, like one of his tracks. And I was thinking, I was like, okay, I don't think any of the contestants on the show know like a single, and I know Lionel Richie, but I'm older, but I don't think they know like any of his music.
No.
And even like, what you're saying about Katie, I think it's just sort of like she dominates the judges panel. But what even about the meanness that you're saying, I feel like I'm fine. Say we commit to the fact that it's not going to be mean, but at least can they ever disagree? It's either three yeses or three noes. It's like there used to be conflict among like Paula and Randy, like disagreeing about the actual. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was.
Saying like Paula, Randy, and Simon, they were like brother, like they were a family, and like they loved each other, but they were not afraid to disagree with each other and say, what are you talking about? Like you would see Randy go over the edge of the table and be like, Simon, like what are you, like why would you say that? Like what are you talking about, you know?
Yeah.
And but you need that kind of thing, you know? And I don't think, I mean, come on. Were Katie, Luke, and Lionel friends before the show?
No.
Did they even know each other before the show?
Do you think they... I think they have good chemistry. I think they vibe. I think they totally vibe.
They do vibe. I think they get along.
Yeah, definitely get along.
I don't know if they vibe.
Oh my gosh, really? Am I sitting through this again? When Katie in the break last night put the box over her head and like stuck the wine that dripped down, and Lionel's just like, oh my gosh, is this really...
Well, she's extra. I mean, she's a little extra.
Oh my gosh, she's awesome.
No, but I mean, like, I think they have a good balance. Like, Katie's a funny one. Lionel's the dad.
Grandpa.
Yeah.
Grandpa. Okay.
Well, again, she said that, not me. Grandpa.
And Luke is kind of just like the charming Southern guy that, you know, is not. So I think it's a fine group of judges.
I am enjoying Luke's one-liners, I will say. Yeah. I do enjoy that. I think Katie and Luke have a better vibe than with Lionel. But that might be an age gap. Who knows?
Yeah. Definitely an age
gap. I think the problem is even you're comparing it to idols of yesteryear. But what's even more troubling is that you have The Voice on right now, which if there's any show that is about the judges... It's The Voice. Even more so than Idol before. And you see, it's hard. Like, you have this big comparison right in front of your face to go, okay. They're hilarious on The Voice.
Yeah.
So it's funny. All about that dynamic and how they're, like, just basically ragging on each other the whole time.
And the competitors, too.
Yes.
Which makes it a lot easier for them to,
Hey, guys,
you know.
This is Jeff from the booth. I have a quick question.
Yes, Jeff from the booth. Bring it to
it's
us.
It's like The Wizard of Oz was
I know.
Wearing it.
It's like The Voice of God. One thing I liked about the old show is I feel like Paula, Simon, and Randy kind of all occupied a specific voice. So, like, Paula was, like, an entertainer, dancer. Simon worked in representation, so he, like, knew star quality. Do you feel like each of these three judges occupies a specific role, kind of in the same way that the other three did?
I think you might have got something, because I feel like that they don't know that, because I feel like Lionel would have been the Randy if he understands, like, that's his place now.
Yeah.
Like, he should mentor and, like, manage people. And Katie's like, for the pop stars, and country is really big. Everyone has a freaking guitar when they come into this audition. So that should be, like, Luke's expertise. But I don't think that they're, like, honing in on that.
I think that's really interesting that you brought that up, Jeff, because they even said in the show, there's so many people out there that have a good voice.
Yeah.
They're not looking for a voice. They're looking for the heart and the feet, like, what makes them feel, you know what I mean? And I feel like all those different characteristics between just being a good person, good business, good, all these different things are what makes an American Idol. Mm-hmm. Not just the voice. Anyone can go on to The Voice and kill it. You know, I have friends that would murder it on the show, but I feel like it needs to go beyond just the sound of their voice.
Sure.
I think that Luke and Lionel were who they could afford after they paid Carrie and Katie and Ryan.
No, that's like a low-key, sort of.
I'd like to think, Jeff, that there was more methodical reasoning around it. But if that was the case, then you would think, why wouldn't they have brought on, like, some hot producer, like a DJ Khaled, or like someone that you actually legitimately... Did I say that wrong? Khaled. Now my, like, millennial cool, absent millennial
now
cred is already...
Now we the best.
Oh, my God. No, but I feel like there should have been, like, a producer type that really is launching artists. Or even, like, Scooter Braun. Like, I'd rather watch Scooter Braun, Justin Bieber's manager, judge the show. You know, look at all the artists that he's launched.
And he's just such an expert with artists and representation and all, just everything that goes into being a star, you know?
It feels like besides Katie, it feels like very, like, they're going for nostalgia, like, with these picks, sort of like, oh, okay, that's nice, like Lionel and Luke, you know, like they're, you know, like a family show. Rather than that talent launching was
which
the first
exactly,
thing.
Which is exactly, you were right when you said that's what right now is probably what we need on TV, because you don't want to hear about the news.
Yeah. That's trying to...
And it's just that simple.
I feel like the magic is gone in the show. I don't feel that type of, oh my gosh, American Idol is on Sunday night anymore, you know?
I feel like
don't give up yet. There's so
I feel
many
like
episodes
there's so
too.
Many yeses.
It,
that they
there
give
is.
It out there's that I'm so about to
there's
be like,
no yes, drama. Like, it doesn't have that drama effect of, like, you're just like, okay, who else is going to go through?
Yeah.
Because when I looked last night, it was like, I think for 10 yeses, there was like one or two no's. They actually gave you a story behind. The rest were just like, no, really sharp, quick ones.
I know. And that was the best part.
I miss on the ground.
I know.
Yes.
I don't know if like they're just not showing the nose, or if they actually don't have that many nose.
No, they definitely will have a lot of nose. I think they're just focusing on the positive.
But they pre-screen. Like, when they're down at the auditions, you have to realize that there's so many layers of, like, producers that are also, like, first audition, like, pre-auditioning before they get the group that actually goes in front of
them. Oh, yeah. They go through, like, three cycles.
They're looking for the stories as well, right?
I'm sorry.
And the backstory,
Like, I love that they're focusing on positivity, but I'm trying to see some tears. I'm trying
heartless.
I'm trying to, like, see some savagery out of these people in Nashville.
I am too.
It's too sugar-coated right now, and it's just like I want to see someone,
you know what was savage when what Katie almost booted the Jersey sister for her other sister.
All right, let's talk. Okay, so on that note,
that's
actually
the best part of the show. All right,
so on that note, guys, we came up. Yes, we didn't do this last time. We kind of like shouted random people out last time, but this time we made a top five list of people who we personally are panel top five, and we'll put okay. Actually, yeah, let's start with this one. So this was Taryn and her sister. I didn't even know. Is it Caitlin? I don't even know her sister's
Peyton.
Name.
Peyton.
Cochia. So, Cochia? Did I say that right?
That was probably the
she's
most.
She's from Jersey.
She's from Jersey.
Yeah.
She's
from
Jersey.
You could tell.
I'm from there. Tell. So I thought she was on that show like with the mobs, like the mob wives or something. I was like, she's like from Nashville.
Oh,
like,
my gosh. Yeah, they had. They didn't look like each other, I don't think. Oh, they had two different...
I think the older sister, like, progressed with moving to Nashville, and the younger one was still real, like, nostalgic. And like, I'm from New Jersey.
And Katie even said she can point out a rock star from the silent one in the room. And that's when she was like, I want to hear her sing, because I know she has it in her. And that was... I honestly... It's going to sound bad. I think they only put Taryn on because I felt bad.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the two guys felt bad. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Katie was right to say no, I think. Yeah. And that's when I get so excited because I'm like, oh, another judge is going to say no. Yeah. But that didn't happen. And I was like, seriously? You're just going to break... Oh, yep. You're just going to break that girl's heart.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but that... But dude,
it has to happen.
No, you know what? Luke made a really good point in this. He even said... I don't know it word for word, so don't quote me. But he was basically along the lines of... This isn't a sugar-coated industry where you need to look out for other people. This is an industry where you need to be cutthroat.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Oh,
you need
for
to
sure.
cut some throats in this industry. Yeah.
But how would you feel as the sister who was playing the guitar?
Tough luck.
Trying to do it for her sister, going, "This, you know, I know I'm good, but this is her time." And then it getting switched on you, you'd be like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." And then you just got to go, "Okay, hold on. This is my opportunity. I have to say yes, I'm keen." And then afterwards, you'd be so nervous. You'd just feel so guilty for your poor sister that you got picked out when it was supposed to be her moment. I would have been, oh my gosh.
Yeah, but I think mad cred to Katie because she was right. I 1,000% agree with her. And she, when she was whispering to Lionel, it was like she was, because, you know, musician, real artists actually know. So she was hearing that, like, sister sing, like, sort of quietly in the background and was like, dude, she's the talent. Mm-hmm. And she really was. I could see Taryn having a successful career on, like, Carnival cruise ships. Like you know, like, the shows that you go to after, like, the buffet.
She's
like,
into an airport right now.
No, I'm not even saying that to be, like, funny.
No, she's a performer. She performed. Yeah. She, like, gave it her all, and, like, good for her.
Yeah, like a Broadway show or something.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Definitely Broadway.
Look, life...
Don't mock the Broadway.
No, it's true. She, like, yeah.
She had a big presence, you know? Like, I'm from Jersey.
But, yeah, I mean, honestly, how would you guys feel if you were the sister playing the guitar?
You want my honesty?
Yeah,
I'll be honest,
life
too.
Life isn't fair, okay?
Yeah.
Life isn't fair. That's life.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's not fair. I'm just saying, how would you actually feel? I think it's good for her to go for it and be on it, but how would you feel if you were like, this is about my sister, and then randomly it gets turned on you, and then you're the star?
But she didn't instigate that.
No,
that's
what I mean. How would you feel if that happened?
I'd be excited.
I would never instigate it, but you could see the look on her face. She was like, I'm ready to kill it, like, low key, but...
Yeah. But she didn't say no.
She didn't say... If she really felt that bad, she would have said no.
I mean, if it's an opportunity, it's an opportunity. And if I was Taryn, I would have been pissed at first. But then I would have looked back and realized, like, I needed that at the time in my life. And I'm glad that's how it happened. Instead of, like, later she, like, goes into some huge audition and they're like, no. Like, they're a lot worse to her. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
She did look upset, though.
I'm going to turn it on its ear, actually. Like, you're feeling bad for Taryn. It's like... I'm feeling bad that she brought her sister to be her backup.
I know.
Like, why not just, like, I don't know, hire someone? But it's like she was having her sister, who was also a musician, like, play backup for her. Like, oh, this is my chance to shine, girl. It's like, there can only be one Diana Ross. There can't be, like, you know.
It's the dynamic of siblings. People think it's hard.
See, it's so interesting how people view this, because I don't view it as I feel bad for Taryn. I view it as I feel good for Peyton.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Like, I don't Taryn will have her moment.
Exactly.
Later on. She's younger. She's whatever, you know. I mean, that's life. You move on. You.
That's show you business.
Sing at the airport.
I think Real Housewives of Jersey could also be a good future.
Okay, look,
right? Teresa Judice. Yes. I think it's perfect for her. She'll be like, Teresa. She'll be like flipping the table.
If your pop star career does not take off, there's a place at home for you on Jersey Shore.
Bravo, there is a place. You need to go back to Jersey. You need to go back to Jersey and you'll find your...
Yes.
You'll find your moment.
Another person that we had on our list were those twin boys... Is it Julian or Julian?
Julian.
Julian Millie and Milo were so cute.
They were cute. And their dad played the guitar with them. It was just so sweet. Love.
I had such Jackson 5 vibes.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, that was cute.
Or what? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do we not like that? Am I the only one that's so stoked on
these
Malibu boys?
No, I thought they were good.
No, I loved them. They were so chill and fun. I just, along with like the sisters coming in, even though the one wasn't competing, did they know that they were going to be, like, competing against each other and that they both had to get a yes? Because I feel like they didn't at first, the twins.
Yeah. I feel like maybe the cynical Hollywood, like, guy in me, like, jaded guy in me is, like, thinking producers might have kind of knew that this was maybe going to take place, you know?
Yeah.
Because the sister, you notice the sister wasn't handing back that gold ticket either. She was like, give me my gold.
Yeah.
But it was just, I think... I want to think that maybe the sister kind of was hoping that they were going to notice that she was talented.
Mm-hmm. Oh, low key, she was scheming over there.
Right.
She was scheming like, I can kind of sing. And I was like, let's hear it. And of course she killed it. And you know, like I don't want to, her sister, Taryn isn't bad. Don't get me wrong.
She's not bad, but Lionel and Luke gave her the pity. They gave her the pity.
It was a pity.
They were not going to, because Katie was like, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is how you, I mean, that's real. I mean, I don't know.
I wonder if it was all a setup, though. I mean, what if it was? What if that was the plan of the producers and stuff? Actually, you don't say anything. You guys are going to sing together? No. Don't you sing? And then, I don't know, maybe it was all planned.
Maybe.
But so then Taryn's quite a good actress because she looked very upset.
Oh, she wore her heart on her sleeve.
Sure. She did.
100%. Yeah, so I like the boys. Maybe just because I thought they were cute and I just really wanted to talk about them.
No, I liked them too.
And they live really like young. In LA anyway, so yeah, I kind of want to. I did slip into the DM for them before the show, you guys. So to get them on the show,
Julian and Milo.
Julian and Milo,
you're welcome here.
You're welcome.
Where were they from again? Do we
Malibu.
Know?
Malibu.
Oh, that's there's why a lot of California contestants.
Yeah,
right?
That's why I was.
They
like,
were real. They were real.
Let's
Malibu.
Get them out here. This is like my time. This is like my Tinder show. I feel
I know.
Like.
It's like
I talk a lot about boys.
Watch
and
out, the press will be all on you.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
No, I'm for
guys.
It. We can turn it.
Anyway, so Effie,
she was outstanding.
She was outstanding.
She was such a shock. She was like dressed in like a 50s swing dress and then she's like got a mohawk crazy style going on. Then she sits down at the piano and her voice, oh my goodness, like chills.
She was uber amazing. Talented, but she was giving me Lena Dunham vibes. Didn't she kind of remind me of like Lena, like the style with the tats
and
with everything?
The tats.
Yeah, I thought she was really, really good.
She'll be one to watch, just because she's different. It's amazing how, like, their look is so important. I mean, I know you can style them later, but if they've already got that vibe, then...
Yeah.
That's why the first thing I thought was I could see this girl more on The Voice than American Idol, because I feel like The Voice attracts more gnarly people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but with better voices.
You say that with love, though.
With so much love. I
know what you mean, though.
If I didn't choose this career path, you have no idea what this body and face would look like at all. But I love tattoos. I love like those edgy
people.
Edgy people. You know what I mean? And I feel like The Voice, not to compare the show to The Voice. No, we'll compare it to The
Voice.
It's
kind of hard not to.
It's hard not to.
It's like the elephant in the room.
But like, a lot of them are like gnarly looking, but have amazing voices. And like that's why they made The Voice, so that you don't wrap yourself around this image of everyone needs to be Carrie Underwood, you know, and look like a certain way.
I don't think The Voice, for me, and correct me, I'm curious to hear what you girls think. I don't think The Voice is even about trying to create a star.
No.
It's about just being entertained with musical performances and the judges.
Mm-hmm.
Idol is like really had credibility, but they as the longer it stayed on air, I mean, when is the last, like, successful, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it was, like, white guy with the guitar syndrome for, like, the final, like, and I mean...
White guy with the guitar syndrome.
So true. Yeah. That's funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm gonna steal
that. For, like, how many years at the end, it was just, like, white guy with a guitar, white guy with a guitar. You know, it was, like, a thing and everything. Yeah. But I don't... I'm trying to even think, like, Adam Lambert, I think, is, like, the last...
He wasn't even a winner.
He's, like, J-Hud, where he, like, didn't win, runner-up, actually. But he feels like the last artist that is actually a selling artist that's like, and that was a while ago.
I think you're right. I feel like American Idol is like a beauty pageant with like how you have to look
God,
and like
so funny.
That and then the voice is just raw and real and going and like moving in with the whole like indie and just like that whole feel that music is kind of doing in their mainstream.
Well, they have such a more diverse contestant field then, you know what I mean? So here it's like, if you don't have, I mean, like, they take people under their wing who are maybe look a little funky, but like not really funky. You know, like not for the most part, not like The Voice does. So, and I feel like that's why, I don't know,
maybe they're trying to change it.
Aren't you thinking in your mind though, when you're watching it, like you're picturing the makeover? Like I get all excited about it because you're like taking into account, like if you were going to sign an artist, you'd be like, okay, are they can they be a commercial hit? Can they be a pop star? Can they be, or you got to figure out what genre, but you're looking at all of that.
Right. Yeah.
That's why they were right when they were like, listen, this business is tough. You know, it is what it is. So.
Yeah. But that's why I like when they find the misfits of the world and just clout them up, you know, and make them and mold them like not just as an artist, because they're already an artist, but as an industry individual.
I reckon it would be so fun, like if you were just to go out there as yourself and say you were an amazing singer, which you are, by the way, and someone was like, I just love the idea of like being branded and molded into something fabulous. Like just plain Jane like this, it'd be so interesting to understand like how it all works and how they physically can shape you and mold you into a personality if you don't already have something obvious.
I'm just love how you say that, fabulous. How do you, can you just say it one more time?
Are you mocking my New
Zealand accent? No, I love it. I love it. Okay. Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Fabulous. I just love it. Fabulous.
I'll say it for you anytime
you want, darling.
Like, just say it.
I
had to point it out. How do you say it? Fabulous.
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 It's so fabulous.
Do you notice that the judges, speaking of words and accents, they're like developing to like, remember when Randy was like dog? Luke Bryan, if he said raw one more time, like, oh, it's like so raw. So, and then Katie's like describing voices always like the tapestry of your voice.
Yeah,
the flavor, the texture. It's like they're totally their go-to is like, Luke's like, it's raw. It's like raw. And I don't know, what's Lionel's thing? I'm trying to think.
I don't know.
Lionel's like, you really make me feel.
Yeah. Lionel's like, when is his Vegas residency starting?
I'm literally, every time you keep saying that, I just think of Justin Timberlake's quote when he said he thinks a Vegas residency is like retirement.
It was until it wasn't, because like, remember, like Britney made it cool.
Yeah, and J-Lo did it.
Now it's like all the like,
and Lady Gaga's doing it.
Yeah, like Britney literally made it
and
cool.
And Celine Dion's been there forever.
Celine's
my BFF.
Until I see, I don't know, guys. Like, really? It sounds like retirement. Until I see Drake having a Vegas residency.
He might as well. He's there like practically every weekend.
But
I've seen him there so many times performing. Yeah.
But he doesn't have a residency. He doesn't have a residency. But he doesn't have it. And you know what?
He's playing it out.
Of course. But until he has a Vegas residency, I will.
It's hard to say back to back, isn't it?
A Vegas residency.
It's so hard. I know.
I will not be convinced that that is not retirement. Sorry. But that's just me.
I know.
So then we all agree the highlight of the show tonight was the dog.
Yes, the dog took multiple
snits.
No, seriously, that was ridiculous. I'm sorry. The entire time I'm watching this, I'm like, who does this? What is the point of bringing your dog here?
I think that was their max of like the whole nose and like stuff that
I have to know.
They had to bring a dog in because it's America and it's cute.
I wanted to know. If you guys were going into this audition, and you have to stand out, obviously, whether everyone brings a guitar or plays a piano or whatever, but you need to stand out, well, what would you guys do to stand out amongst the judges?
Ooh. Well, I mean, the last night, a lot of them were bringing in gifts and stuff, like paintings of like the judges.
Bribery.
And chocolate. It is totally bribery, but yeah, it works.
I don't know.
I do. Oh, come on. I always do that on interviews. I have like chocolate imported from Hawaii, okay?
Stop it.
And every time I've gotten a job.
Stop. I'm going to do it now. I'm going to do it now.
Bribery's key.
I don't know if I have anything.
I don't know if I have it. Try. Do you have anything?
I think Jeff said this last week, I would just like Google anything that their favorites are, like whoever the judges would be, and try to like whatever it is. Maybe how I dress, song I sing. I don't think I would do anything super dramatic.
So, or you could just be yourself and you're just so good.
And you just kill it at being a TV personality.
your question was how we would stand out as a contestant, like auditioning?
Auditioning.
I don't know. I'd probably play it like have my brother, that's way more talented than me, come with me and play the drums.
Stop it. You're too much.
That's amazing. So, well, at least you get airtime, right? Even if you didn't get enough.
Like, but he would know that his brother can't sing. Don't sing too loud.
And there will be a spot for you on Big Brother.
What about the girl the other day that brought her little sister, the 6-year-old girl? Last one.
Yeah, that was cute.
That worked.
That did work.
That worked.
That did work, but I also agree, like, I don't think she should have gotten a yes.
No, definitely not. Yeah. For 2026, that was cute.
It was cute, but they said yes again.
You know
what? It's always yes.
It's always too many yeses.
There's too many. I can't wait until they're like, hell no. You suck.
Well, what's going to happen is don't they like split them into two groups and then they're like, your group is a yes.
Oh, yeah. And well, when it's the Hollywood, like, then they do like the step forward, step back.
Yeah.
You
know. Yeah. Oh, the two sisters are going to be separated.
The Hollywood weeks are going to be good. They actually are.
Oh, they have to. They have to.
Yeah, for sure.
But I like the guy. His name was Cody Martin, and it was Katie's birthday, and he walked in singing happy birthday to her. And then they were like, you don't even need to sing after that. We're gonna give you the golden ticket. So I was just like, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, what's lost in all this, or I don't want to be lost in all this, though, is what we talked about, is that there actually is, what I will say about this edition of Idol, there is talent.
Like, oh, definitely.
There is talent. Yeah. But we just kind of want some, like, funny stuff, like, mixed in or something. You know, it's just like, but there is a lot of talent. Like, they have found, like, people that can you know.
Because a lot of people have done original songs, which is daring.
Yes.
And they did a whole rendition of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I think that's pretty impressive and bold for some of them to do. And some of them are actually really good.
Well, because then they're presenting themselves not only as a voice, but a songwriter, an artist, you know, and then that's where the heart comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what will beat someone who's just a pretty face and a good voice, you know what I mean?
It was really interesting, I think, tonight when they were talking about, like, how they needed to feel chills. And I loved it when Katie actually felt chills and she was, like, lifting up her leg and showing the hairs growing on her leg. She's like, even the hairs are growing. Yeah. Hilarious. But the fact that you can be a fantastic singer, but if you don't have that fire or that, like, it factor, you're just not going to make it. So, I just think
I agree.
It's key.
And wrapping up, do you guys have a favorite amongst yourselves?
I really liked Ife. I really thought she was cool.
You mean just from these two nights?
Yes. Or, yeah. Yeah, since we're talking about these two nights.
I'm going to go.
Or Johnny White. Johnny White, the guy.
Johnny White was good.
He was fantastic.
You know, I liked, as far as, I see potential with that Kennedy, the little country star, Kennedy Rittenhouse.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh.
She was, like, lovable. I could see her having I could see her possibly having a career. She was the one that, she thought Katie loved her dress.
Yeah,
She was singing with Katie, Carrie Underwood, I guess, before or something. Yeah, she was
She was?
I think she had a clip where she was like singing with Katie Carrie on stage before or something. Maybe. I could have the wrong people. Correct me if I'm wrong, people. But I liked.
I just made that up.
I like that guy, Dominic.
Yes.
Dominic,
solely because he had denim on denim. And the denim on denim wasn't matching the other denim.
I love it. It's in.
It was so Britney.
Brandon Elder. That's my favorite. The guy that wrote the song about his mother.
That was amazing.
That was really good.
That was awesome.
Yes. Yeah, he was good.
I'm right up there.
He was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because, like,
and he looked
was
really
cool.
Humble.
Yeah.
Well, and just the last night as well, the other sad song, the guy that was saying, the one that was talking about living in LA and being lonely. And
Ricky.
Oh, my God, it was so sad. Ricky. It was so sad.
Yeah.
He should have gotten
Other than that, I like the two, Julian and Milo.
I'm gonna go with Peyton.
Peyton?
The other sister.
Really?
I didn't. Yeah,
Jessica, go with her.
I think she's good.
No, that's the savagery I've been waiting for. Thank you. Yes, I want to see some tears. I want to see crying. They're going to kick Tara now.
Oh, I think they are.
That's my prediction.
Like, we'll right keep her in and make it even more tense. That'd be exciting.
I don't know. We'll see. But
you're talking about. Okay. Huh? So in conclusion, you're going to swipe which way on the twins?
I've never had a Tinder before, so I don't... Which way is yes? Which way is yes? Whichever way is yes.
Yes is right.
Yes is right? Then I'm swiping right.
For the both and the dad.
Just kidding. Oh my gosh. Okay, well.
That's a lot.
On that note, thank you guys so much for watching our show, and tune in next week as well. And thank you to our new
lovely guests. Thank you for having me.
It was so fun.
I'm your host, Maddie Makely, and you can find me on all my social media at Maddie_Makely. And where can we find you?
At josephkapsch.com. KAPSCH.
Yes.
Again, I'm Sarah Serio, and you can follow me at @SSerio.
And I'm Kim Davey, and you can find me at Kim Davey Live.
Thanks, guys. Have a good
one. Bye. From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.